This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1537. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 4th, news schedules from Alaska, Belarus, Croatia, Cuba, Egypt, Greece, Korea, Portugal, Pridnestrovia, Russia, Serbia, Thailand, Ukraine. DX news from Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, China, Ecuador, Germany, Guatemala, Djibouti, Iran, New Zealand, Slovakia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sweden, USA, Western Sahara. Specials from Austria and New Jersey in the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Reminder that as of November 7th, daylight shifting time ends in the USA and Canada, which means our broadcasts on U.S. shortwave stations move one UT hour later than they have been, so they will appear to be at the same local clock time in areas going off DST, which means inside North America only. Elsewhere, you'll have to look for us 1 hour later by real time. Consult our updated schedule via worldofradio.org. And with the new B-10 season just underway, we have far too much news for only one program, but I'll do my best to squeeze in as much as possible. Starting with Alaska, Ivo Ivanov says KNLS still has only one transmitter on the air, and contrary to advance schedules for the B-10 season, English is now scheduled as follows: at 1000 UT on 9615, and also at 1200 on 9615, at 1500 on 9655. As we mentioned last week, Ron Howard in California has been monitoring Bangladesh Betar on 4750, trying to determine when the English news segments are. On Sunday, October 31st, he caught the tail end of some English, perhaps it was news, at 12:51 until 12:53. He says certainly they seem to have more news segments in English than listed in the World Radio TV handbook. Then on Monday, November 1st, he heard news in English from 12:35 to 12:42. However, he was not sure if it was news from the SAARC, which is listed as on Mondays only. The news was about Bangladesh and India. RRI Makassar continues to be off the air from 4750, although there are one or two Chinese stations also listed on the frequency. The new schedule for English from Radio Belarus, thanks to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, at 21 to 23 UT on 6155, 250 kilowatts, on 7360 with 75 kilowatts, and on 7390 with 150. However, on Sundays only, the first 20 minutes are replaced by the weekly Spanish broadcast. Now that WYFR is no longer using 15190, we have a clear shot at Radio Inconfidencia in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, which reactivated on that frequency a few weeks ago. Actually, it varies, and it's usually on the low side. It was about 15189.7 when I heard a Brazilian station at 2342 UT on November 3rd. Quite a weak signal, but it had that Brazilian intonation. Manuel Mendoza in Spain manages to hear it at various other times of the day, also measured on 15189.7, such as October 30th at 1400 and the 31st at 0818. Their other frequency is reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, 6010 at 2206 UT, October 30th. It was either preaching or a play-by-play ball game. It's hard to tell the difference sometime. But he did hear Inconfidencia shouted, and it was parallel to 15189.7. Via Bill Westenhaver, Alex Sazinovich, and Alan Rowe, we have the new B-10 schedules for Radio Canada International, showing there's a new relay site. For those who like to keep track of such things, the Mandarin broadcasts at midnight to 01 UT on 12015 is via the IBB relay in Tinang, Philippines. You won't find it on the RCI schedule, but it seems that IBB and RCI are now cooperating by relaying each other. IBB made some arrangements for relays via Sackville when it appeared a few months ago that the Greenville transmitter would have to be closed down at the end of October, but that has not happened yet. Yet there appear to be some relays of Radio Marti via Sackville already underway. They're scheduled at 20 to 22 UT on 9565 and at 01 to 03 on 9825. Checking these out, I found 9825 had an excellent signal when I was listening, as did RCI's own broadcast on 9755. And furthermore, the Cuban jammers had not caught up with it, at least at the beginning of the season. As for 9565, that was a rather strange situation. Greenville is supposed to remain on that frequency, taking over at 22 to midnight UT. However, on one occasion before 2200, a few minutes early, I was hearing VOA Music Mix mixed with Radio Marti. So two sites were on, but one of them had the wrong program feed. Then, a couple of days later, I was getting Radio Marti and Radio Marti. That is, two program feeds of Marti slightly out of sync, making an echo before 2200, actually starting right at 2000, but only one of them after 22. So they've had a lot of problems, it appears, coordinating the relays and deciding which transmitter site they really want to use for that broadcast. Anyhow, the Dentro-Cuban jamming command had a bit of help for a while, as Radio Marti was in effect, jamming itself. Here's another Chinese regional station which has been reactivated. PBS Qinghai, that's Qinghai. Ron Howard in California heard it again on November 1st on 4220 during random checks between 1247 and 1509 UT. It seemed to be in Tibetan with the indigenous chanting and singing. And on 4750, after Bangladesh signed off at 1510, he heard two stations, one of them being CNR1 as usual, and perhaps the weaker station underneath was also PBS Qinghai on another of its frequencies, but further monitoring needed, which was carried out by Mauno Ritola in Finland November 1st. He was also hearing 4220 at 2234 with instrumental music and a test tone. And then at 2250, the national anthem, ID in Chinese and English, and into Tibetan programming. He also heard 4750 with a carrier on at 2143, but no programming until 2200. Also with an ID mentioning Qinghai. By the way, CNR1 is 10 hertz on the high side of 4750, and Qinghai is 10 hertz on the low side. The China Radio International website, via BBC Monitoring, says they've launched an overseas relay in Tijuana, Mexico, since November 1st. It's on AM 1470, carrying CRI in Spanish, the first such relay in Latin America, for 12 hours a day from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. local time, reaching about 6 million potential audience. They don't say potential as if every one of those 6 million people will immediately be listening to it. Would it be too much trouble to name the 1470 station? It's listed in the handbook as XERCN, Radio Hispana 1470. Well, what a happy coincidence. XERCN could now stand for Radio China. But what is it doing now in the daytime? In V10, I'm now hearing the English broadcast an hour later from the Voice of Croatia, still on 7375, relayed via Germany, at 0300 UT. And I assume the earlier one is also an hour later, now at 2315, but yet to be confirmed. 0300 is a good time for that, since three different transmitters are in use simultaneously from the Vechtachtel site in Germany, aiming towards South, Central, and North America. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Radio Havana Cuba was planning to use 6000 and 6050 for English to North America, starting at 0100. However, it has not been doing that yet. One date mentioned for their change to the new schedule is November 8th, so we'll see if that still happens, despite HCJB on 6050. However, 6000 is no good either at the beginning because of China relay via Canada on 6005 during the first hour. I have been hearing English sometimes on 5970 starting after 0100 and on 6000 after 0200. We have two reports of La Voz del Napo in Tena, Ecuador, active again at least for a while on 3280. Actually, they're both the same morning on October 30th. Scott Barber in New Hampshire heard it at 0909 to 917. However, he did not hear it the next morning when he tuned in earlier at 0845. But on October 30th, it was also heard during the following hour by Ed Vlodarski in New Jersey in the NASFA flash sheet at 1041 until 1050. I don't see any IDs mentioned, but they are at least presuming that's what was on 3280. Here's the tentative B10 schedule for English from Radio Cairo, Egypt, which looks a lot like the A10 schedule, so the new one is yet to be confirmed for all the transmissions. 12:15 to 13:30 on 17870, 16 to 18 on 12170, 19 to 20:30 on 11510, those two parts of Asia and Africa. 21:15 to 22:45 on 6270 to Western Europe. 23 to midnight 30 to West and Central USA on 11590. And at 02 to 0330, I have confirmed this one, 6270 to Central and Eastern USA and Atlantic Canada. The new season brings Deutsche Welle in German back to 3995. It's now scheduled from 05 to 08 UT via Skelton, UK, and it's in AM, while DRM was previously in use. Kai Ludwig says it's the first ever analog operation of 3995 from the Skelton UK site. Previously, it was in AM when Deutsche Welle was still broadcasting directly from Germany. Getting an accurate schedule out of Voice of Greece has been difficult. Alan Rowe in the UK heard the weekly English program, Greek in Style, Sunday, October 31st, starting at 0900 on 9420 and 15630. An excellent program of Greek music. Although he says, I wonder whether a broadcast consisting of a quick opening announcement in English and not even a goodbye at the end really qualifies as an English program since the rest of it was back-to-back music. Wolfgang Büschel also notes that the multilingual service between 06 and 10 UT has moved from 11645 to 12105. We continue to hear Radio Verdad Guatemala now that it's reactivated on its original frequency with its 500-watt transmitter and a new antenna. It's slightly on the low side of 4052.5. In the evenings here, and I find its signal is better than any Latin American on 60 meters, except Cuba. Of course, there aren't any Central Americans left on the 60-meter band. They're all further away. In the new DX Listening Digest 10-44 via worldofradio.com, the engineer who got them back on the air, R. Wayne Borthwick from British Columbia, explains the technical details of their new antenna. I will just quote a significant part of it. He says it's oriented northeast to southwest, ideally covering Mexico and Western North America on one side and Central and South America on the other side. We also have the new B10 schedule of TDP, most of whose clients are clandestines. One of interest is La Voix de Djibouti, which is now Thursdays at 12 to 13 UT on 21525. Although the name is given in French, the main language is Somali. One of the worst collisions starting this season, which ought to have been avoided at the HFCC conference, is on 7250 between 0130 and 230 when Iran's so-called Voice of Justice, English to North America, is colliding with the Voice of Russia, also on 7250 in English to North America, not only during that hour, but before and after. Furthermore, neither one of them should be broadcasting to us inside our 40-meter ham band. In progress and semi-complete is World of Radio 1537. Your contributions, always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com via PayPal or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. None of those having come in during the past few weeks, I will take the opportunity once again to acknowledge Dave White, who provides a valuable service to us, web space for our archives. That is w4uvh.net, which is the site you should search for information we have published or mentioned in the last few years. Ron Howard reports a new frequency for Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, the service about Japanese people kidnapped by North Korea at 14 to 1430 UT. They periodically move to different frequencies on the 49-meter band and, for a while, escape North Korean jamming until they catch up. For a few months, they'd been on 6135, but since October 31st, it's 5985. This means they interfere with Myanmar, which is always off frequency around 5985.83. And once the North Korean jamming starts, that's even worse for Myanmar, even beyond the half hour used by Shokaze, which one or two days a week is in English, usually quite reliably at least on Fridays. In fact, I was even able to hear them again in Oklahoma, November 1st, opening at 13:59, the half hour following in Japanese. The new schedule of Radio New Zealand International claims it's on 5950, replacing 6170 in AM between 12:59 and 15:50. However, I've not yet been able to hear it there, although it was coming in fine on 6170 at the beginning of the broadcast. Straining to hear it on November 3rd, there was just no signal on the frequency, although China was on both sides. The new schedule of RDPI, Radio Portugal, to North America, Tuesday through Saturday UT at midnight to 03 on 9455. The other broadcasts earlier in the day are Saturdays and Sundays only, 13 to 17 on 15560, 17 to 19 on 17820, 19 to 21 on 12040. And they put in an excellent signal when they're on. You may enjoy the music, even if you don't understand Portuguese. However, these three frequencies may be used for extraordinary events, which usually means stupid ball games, Monday through Friday as well, as needed, as well as extending 12040 until midnight UT. We've been trying to find out the new schedule of Radio PMR Pridnestrovia. It seems on November 1st, they were still doing 15-minute language segments, but on November 2nd, Eike Biervert in Germany found they'd changed to half-hour segments, all on 6240. Some of these extrapolated, and they've added the Russian language to English, French, and German. The English segments were at 18:30, 20:30, and 22:30. However, the second half of each hour appears to be mostly music fill. And presumably still Monday through Friday only, after midnight UT, Voice of Russia takes over 6240 from the same transmitter as one of their two major frequencies to the Americas, the other being 7250 with the interference I mentioned earlier. It starts at 2300 and runs until 0400, while 6240 stays on until 0500. While I'm at it, I should give all the other Voice of Russia frequencies in English to the Americas. At 03 to 04, 7440 and 13735. At 03 to 07, 12030 and 12040. 04 to 05, 13755. 05 to 07, 9840 and 9855. All of these are from sites in Russia or surrounding countries in the Eastern Hemisphere, Europe, or Asia, and thus reception in North America is not very good. Spanish, on the other hand, gets top priority, again with a relay via French Guiana. That's on 7335, booming in here between 02 and 06 UT. And guess what? According to registrations, it is not even aimed at Mexico or anywhere southward, but instead, in Spanish, to the USA. Via Alexei Zinovich in Belarus, we have the Voice of Russia schedule in the Russian language, which does not even show a single broadcast for North America. There are a few, however, for Central and South America. Midnight to 0400 on 7220 and 7430, and 02 to 0300 on 6065. I found International Radio Serbia back on 6190 for English to North America at 0130 as of November 1st, and it started to repeat at 0200, but I guess that was a mistake since it was off a few minutes later. Dragan Lekic in Serbia has the full schedule showing this broadcast is UT Monday through Saturday only, as usual, and the other English transmissions are to Europe at 1930 and at 2200 on 6100. Jean-Michel Aubier in France says that Radio Slovakia International has officially announced it will leave shortwave at the end of the year. He heard them say that on their French-language broadcast. However, on their English service, they've been not quite so explicit, saying there is a possibility of a closure. Another station we have to monitor to figure out what's really happening, because the published information is not that accurate, is Radio Exterior de España. On the new program schedule, or transmission schedule, is a broadcast in Basque at 13 to 1330 UT on many of their frequencies, Monday through Friday. However, I've been monitoring during that half hour, and it stayed in Castilian. However, I did run across Basque toward the end of the following half hour, running just a bit past 1400, so maybe the new Basque service starts around 1330 or somewhere during that half hour on weekdays. It had been one of the three so-called co-official languages, getting token five-minute newscasts in the morning, our time, but that transmission has been moved to the evening. I finally confirmed that it had been reduced to Catalan and Galician only at 23:45 to 23:55. Basque no longer in that, since they've got their longer broadcast elsewhere. Best frequency here, 9535. Ymir Gaviria found a web page at REE explaining their new programming, including the Basque broadcast, and furthermore a new 15-minute segment, Noticias en Idiomas del Mundo. It's at 1530 UT, at least on weekdays. It's supposed to be in French, English, Arabic, Russian, and Portuguese. However, when I listened on November 2nd, the best frequency then, 17595, there was no Russian. The English segment lasted from 1537 and a half until 1541. Alan Rowe in the UK reports Sri Lanka with their English Hindi program with a retro name Radio Ceylon calling out to India on 11905 in the clear at 1530 to 1630 on weekends and presumably after 1555 on weekdays. Radio Sweden's final shortwave broadcast the weekend of October 29th had a nice 10-minute retrospective by George Wood of the good old days, including Sweden Calling DXers and the Saturday Show. Here's the new schedule in English of Radio Thailand. Midnight to midnight 30 UT on 13745 to Eastern North America, and midnight 30 to 01 on the same to Western North America. In between here, in Central North America, we heard them, but not very well, during the first half hour. Then at 02 to 2:30 on 15275, which goes back to the original Eastern North America beam. At 5:30 to 6, 11730 to Europe. 12:30 to 13, 9720 to Southeast Asia and Australia, although I was hearing that one fairly well here. 14 to 14:30 on 9725. And the two other European broadcasts, 19 to 20 on 7570, and 20:30 to 20:45 on 9535. Alex Yegorov in Ukraine says there is a possibility that Radio Ukraine International broadcasts on shortwave will be canceled on December 31st. That was in OpenDX via Alexander Diadyshev. Anyhow, he provided the new B10 schedule for RUI while it lasts. The English hours are as follows. At 08 on 9410, at 20 UT on 6030, and in North America at 23 and 01 on 7440. I believe I mentioned before that the daytime station on 1580 in South Carolina, which has been putting out quite a harmonic on 3160, would sign on in November at 1200 UT. That's the official local sunrise time for them, according to the FCC. However, I've been hearing them before 1200. In fact, on the 3rd of November, they came on abruptly at 1138 UT. So not only are they clueless about the harmonic, but also about the time they're supposed to come on the air. Via Larry Vaught, news of an upcoming special broadcast. If you're not too far from New Jersey, you may hear on 48.2 megacycles per second. It's the experimental station WA2XMN commemorating the 75th anniversary of FM broadcasting. It occurs Saturday, November 6th at noon Eastern Time or 1600 UT. Actually, it's a rebroadcast of the 70th anniversary program 5 years ago, and it's repeated later at some unknown time that afternoon. For details, see www.wa2xmn.ar88.net. Via the British DX Club, Mike Barraclough and Wolfgang Büscher remind us of a special shortwave broadcast from Austria on the 7th and 14th of November. It's via the 100-kilowatt Mostbrunn shortwave transmitter, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Austrian Military Radio Society. It's to Europe at 10 to 10:30 UT on 6155 and to North America at 16 to 16:30 on 17620. For details, www.amrs.at/. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal has been monitoring SASASAM, the Polisario station for Western Sahara from Western Algeria, on 6297.15. It seems their schedule has been changing. In early November, he's been hearing them on the air as late as 1300 UT for the morning transmission, and the Spanish segment has been an hour earlier than before, starting at 2303 and off the air by 2330. Then also heard on medium wave 700. Remember, from November 7th, World of Radio on shortwave can be heard on WBCQ 7415, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2000 UT. On WWRB, UT Friday at 0430 on 3185. On WWCR, Friday 2130, I think, on new 7465. Saturday at 1700 on 12160. UT Sunday 0330 on 4840 and 0730 on 3215. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 on November 19th. Solar flux peaking at 85 November 14th to 25th. Isolated geomagnetic storm periods at high latitudes are possible November 18th to 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1537.